Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program with Leah Marie here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can learn more about Leah's coaching services at mindhealthcoach.com. Thank you for joining us today as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast here at 1510 AM Yahoo Sports Radio Boston and heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Friday at 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to learn more and for our full station broadcast schedule, you can go to dreamvision7radio.com. So how is everybody doing tonight? I really would like to address stress tonight, and not wanting to stress anyone out, but really want to talk about what it does, how it operates underneath it all, and how it affects everything that's going on in our present state of mind, state of being, state of spiritual being as well. And, you know, I talked a lot about meditation in my last and first debut show. I'm a big proponent of meditation and what it does for you on so many levels. So I'll be touching upon that as well as other holistic remedies that can help you with finding inner peace. And I think that's what we're all trying to achieve in our everyday life is inner peace. And when we have inner peace, obviously it doesn't really allow stress to be part of the picture. So you first have to address where the problem lies, and stress is actually, you know, the big cause of a lot of things that we're dealing with. And there's good stress and there's bad stress. And so we need to really identify that. And it's all about taking the time to acknowledge about yourself and recognizing what is operating underneath your surface. We're all individuals. We're all very unique. We all operate on different levels. We all are, affected by stress differently. So it's important to explore yourself. That's one of the main things you really need to do. And so good stress, that would be something such as buying a new house, building a house, or maybe a new relationship in your life can cause you some good stress. Exercise, which is good for the body, can be good stress. But then there's the other stress that affects our lives in ways that, you know, we don't completely realize initially until things start to roll in that aren't really things that we want in our lives. So that's why it's great to take a look at yourself and take a look at what's going on and start to work on changing those patterns and thoughts that create the stress, the worry. And there's also some things you can do on a physical level. Obviously, I mentioned exercise. That's great for you. Getting enough sleep is really critical. And, you know, there's all kinds of opinions out there with how much sleep is enough. So that's also unique to your own circumstance. Obviously, if you take in too much sleep, you could actually cause yourself more issues, so you want to really gauge what is going to give you that refreshed feeling where you want to get up and greet your day. So sleep is important. What your intake is on sugar, caffeine, it's really kind of addressing all areas of your life and taking a look at all areas of your life and sitting down and kind of documenting it. I recommend to my clients to do that, to break your life into certain areas, document what are you doing, how are you doing it, what are your feelings about certain things, and how it's affecting the overall pattern of your thinking and your life. And, you know, as I said in the last show, your thoughts create your reality. That's a statement I make quite frequently, and it's so true. Your thoughts do create your reality, and it seems that if you don't get a handle on your thoughts, things can really perpetuate and cause things to happen that probably wouldn't have happened had you not had reoccurring worry, reoccurring stress. It's really saying that you're kind of in control of your reality. Some things are out of our control. Our external circumstances are out of our control at times, but it's how we react to them what's important. That's what our response is to what's going on around us, what is important. And as I said, inner peace can be achieved during anything, during any type of circumstance. You can achieve that inner peace. So that's kind of where we're going tonight. And we're going to look at the keys within you. I'm asking you to take yourself on this inner exploration and really look at the keys to what unlocks your doors to the better you. Because it's only you that can really discover these things within. And it takes time. And a lot of times I'll, you know, be talking about this situation. I'll be expressing how important it is to take this time. And I get, well, I don't even have time to take a shower in the morning, or, you know, time is of the essence in my life. We all have that. You know, I have my own life where it's very jam-packed. But if you're allowing yourself to explore different areas of your life, at least 12 minutes a day. That's what the studies have shown to be most effective, or more. It doesn't have to be just 12 minutes. It can be longer. But a 12-minute experience of immersing in you and being present in you and mindful in you is critical to your well-being on so many levels. And that's really what I'm trying to share. Finding at least 12 minutes, at least, and finding the tools that help you get there. We're not all the same, as I mentioned. Your tools to get to that place of quiet and journey inside, it may be totally different from mine. So I ask that you also play with it. You kind of take this as an experiment for you to see what works best for you. And what we're trying to achieve is getting your brain at a certain brainwave, which is called the alpha brainwave state. And so when you're at the alpha brainwave state, it's a much lighter place to be. It's easier to examine issues from a standpoint that is not close up, that is not directly affecting you on a mental, physical level. When you're in the alpha brainwave state, taking this time to examine what's going on in your life and acknowledging it and thinking of solutions or allowing solutions to come into your consciousness that will resolve it. And that's what I'm here to talk about tonight. Really, if you allow yourself to open up to those energies, to those experiences on a daily basis, you become really good at it. And, you know, a lot of people that have meditated a long, long time, they still have occurrences where they can't get in that space. So it's not an easy space to just achieve very quickly. But once you're practicing all the time, you know the ways that will help you achieve that. And that's what you need to do. You need to explore that area of your life. And some of us, like I said, we refuse to make any time for that, but you're not really achieving what we're here to do in this life if you don't take that time for yourself. If you're constantly on the run, if you're constantly, you know, falling into other people's demands and you're not really taking care of your own business, then you will never achieve that inner peace, that inner knowing. So why wouldn't you want to take that time and take that experience and guide yourself through this whole experiment for your life? It's really why we're here, what we do. Beyond that is important a lot of times, but it's not as important as the inner work that we're doing. That sense of inner peace is something that we're all looking for at all times. When you're working, you want inner peace. You want to feel like, I've got this all under control, everything's going well. When you're at home, you want that inner peace. You want to feel like, okay, my family is in a very loving space, everybody's healthy and well. Then, you know, and you want to do this in every area of your life. And it's no question that that is the one sensation, emotion, direction we all need to be in, is finding inner peace. And so seeking it is the first step. Seeking that inner peace is the first step. But a lot of people want to skip over the work that you need to do to actually completely achieve it. A lot of us put, you know, masks on what's truly the blockage for inner peace. We may do all of the things right, but we are missing some interesting steps that need to happen. And it's kind of difficult work initially when you're looking at why you can't reach inner peace. It's not easy work, and it's not always pretty. It's something that has to be done, though. It has to be acknowledged. And so I actually run a meditation class weekly, and recently I held a class where we talked about that first stage of the inner journey, and it's really about taking, you know, a moment or two, or much longer. In the practice I was referring to, you're supposed to take 2.5 hours and really go through what your feelings are, what your emotions are, and not looking at just positive. What is said is you're supposed to look at everything that affects you in a negative way and take time to really examine that. Now, that's a difficult practice if you're just starting out in meditation or even just looking at yourself to improve your journey. So, you know, I don't necessarily recommend that that's the 100% way to go, but it is something that you can work towards achieving, is sitting and not wallowing. We're not looking at wallowing in what's going wrong in your life, but just acknowledging and journaling and having thoughts about it and writing it down, taking notes about what your experience in your life is at this time, at this present time. So if you have a certain situation that's occurring that's causing you stress, you would want to sit and meditate on it with a notepad and just take notes about what your feelings are, what's making you upset, what is irritating you about the situation, what feels, you know, out of sorts about the situation, and how you could best let it go. So you're going through a process with each area, and it can be on several different topics. You don't have to do it all at once. As I said, you can take your time and build up to working on each individual issue that's causing you stress. And it doesn't have to be completely focused on the negatives of it, because it really isn't a negative. What I have found is when I pull these things out that I call a negative or a problem or a stressful situation, and when I'm doing it in a place of meditation where I'm in that experience of healing and love and light, that's the best time to do it, because then it isn't stress. It isn't pain. It's pulling it out, examining it from that distant space, looking at yourself, looking at the situation, and being kind and nurturing it, guiding it back to being healed. So it's really critical that we take this time, as I said, continue on each item, journaling, to show yourself, too, how far you get along in this whole practice, and what are you achieving. It's a good point for looking back after you feel like you've conquered and celebrate any of those things that you've put to rest, anything, even if it's minor. Celebrate with yourself, you know, feel good about it. Recognize your self-worth, because those items that you're looking at are playing in the background. They're hurting your self-esteem. They're causing you worry. They're blocking you from inner peace. So a nice way to say it is, be a light unto yourself. Really love yourself and be kind to yourself. And be patient. Be patient with everything that comes through during this process of self-healing. That's what this is all about, self-healing, holistic practices to finding inner peace. So as I mentioned, the aspect of meditation is critical to this type of work. But if you're not comfortable with meditating in a space of just quiet and you're feeling like it's just not an experience that you can relate to, there's different ways to meditate, actually. Just walking in nature and maybe repeating a positive affirmation over and over again, like if there's a certain circumstance in your life that keeps reoccurring, you can make a change statement for that and practice that change statement, affirmation statement as you're walking to the beat, to the rhythm. And with rhythms, there's also a way to meditate. There's something called binaural beats that are pretty fascinating. Your brain resonates with these binaural beats. You can find them online. They're wonderful resources online that have all kinds of different aspects. You can even get it on an iPod. You can download to your iPod different binaural beat patterns along with sounds. So there's wonderful tools out there to really help you get into this state of consciousness that helps you do important work that will allow you to get in touch with your higher level of consciousness and awareness. And your higher level of consciousness and awareness is really always waiting for you to get in touch, to ask for knowledge, to ask for that droplet or seed of information to kind of ferment what's going on in your life in a positive way, to teach you the lesson of what you're going through so that you can heal it and move forward. And so, you know, looking at a lot of aspects of your life in this state of being is important. And being a parent to yourself, a lot of us forget, you know, and even if you've never been a parent, you've been parented or you've had a figure in your life that has affected you in that way, look to that resource of your experience and remember how it felt and then provide that to yourself. You know, I have two children and I think about how amazing it was to have them, and when I was, you know, taking care of them as little babies up to now they're teenagers, and just all the love I was emitting at all times to them. You know, I do get angry at them sometimes and I do have to discipline, but mostly the experiences with my beautiful children has been very loving, and in that, even that has been out of love, like just correcting them and redirecting them is a journey in itself. So you can go through all of those experiences with yourself too, from that perspective that you're parenting yourself. And a lot of us, we've had those challenges where we haven't had the best family relationships, so it's kind of necessary to help us emotionally grow and feel safe and feel the fears drop away. So it's critical to know that we can parent ourselves in a way and redirect ourselves in a way that's very positive, very healthy. And so that's part of a way to look at this journey too, to achieving inner peace. And so when you're going through this process, you will start to become more aware of the positive that starts dropping in. Like all of a sudden, maybe before practicing meditation or positive affirmations or inner journeying of any type, you would have very negative thought patterns prior to this practice being implemented. Like a lot of us, we have thoughts, oh, I'm not being liked, somebody's, you know, judging me, and it affects how we're viewing ourselves. But if you program yourself to not even be there anymore, to be in a space of, I know where I'm going, I feel that I've done the work, I am working on so many different things in my life and it's positive, then you start to think differently about everything that's happening externally. And when you start to feel that, it starts to play out in so many ways. Initially, it starts to play out within your own system, within your brain, your hormones. Your stress hormones are reduced. You've got beautiful hormones that help you feel in that positive state of being pumping through you. You know, everyone has stress, and fortunately for some, they cope better than others. And so our internal thoughts and attitudes and perceptions are really key to what happens externally, and that's something to keep in mind. You know, it really is about your mind and how you look at every situation. And, you know, today I was on the computer, and I love Karen Casey's daily meditations. And I'm a huge proponent and student, and I also teach A Course in Miracles. And I just saw something today that was kind of interesting, you know, relating to this. And it's kind of difficult to understand initially because it's such a big statement to say, but in Daily Meditations for Practicing the Course by Karen Casey, she states, having a headache and having cancer can be one and the same. And, you know, it obviously some people would say absolutely not. But to some folks that are having a migraine, they may be in so much pain and just so much stress that they may be experiencing at the level of somebody that does have a life-threatening illness. And so it's all in perception and how you can heal that. And I'm not saying that by doing these types of practices, you're going to heal completely every aspect of the physical being. A lot of us are on this journey, and we have our physical manifestations because of long-term things that have been happening in our lives, things that, you know, we didn't understand for a long time. And now we've finally reached a body is rejecting what's going on and saying, you know, I'm manifesting this experience for you, and unfortunately things have gone a little too far. But what I am saying is that it's your reaction, it's your perception. So with that being said, I know we're going to be heading to a break, and when we come back, I'd like to do a meditation with you to practice. And you can also call in at any time after the meditation, or I'll give a couple minutes before. The number is 617-237-1234. Or you can feel free to email me at info@mindhealthcoach.com with any questions. And please be sure to visit my mindhealthcoach.com website to learn more about my sessions, products, and workshops. And I do have a special offer on my guided meditations, which I call Mooditations. And I have them developed for every day of the week at a special reduced price of $9.99. And it's for a limited time, $9.99, an introductory price that's available. And all meditations are 12 to 15 minutes long. There's 7 of them along with a little lecture piece, too. So don't wait a minute longer and start your meditation practice today. And I hope you check out my website for what I call Mooditations. Thank you very much, and see you after the break. Children get older.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Today, I will be as happy as I make up my mind to be. Welcome back to the Mind Health Coaching Program with Leah Marie. Excited to be here with you tonight. And I just stated a little I Am affirmation from Karen Casey's Daily Meditations book about A Course in Miracles. So I'm just sharing a little bit about that particular passage that she wrote so that you can see, you know, it is in our choice. It is in our power to actually take that position of happiness and inner peace. It's all up to us. And the perspective that we cultivate determines the experience we'll have. And so that's from A Course in Miracles by Karen Casey, too. I'm going to read one more paragraph from her practice of that today. And it says, "We are much more in the driver's seat than we might have imagined. That might fill us with fear. However, we can eliminate the fear by imagining only love emanating from our companions, our experiences, and ourselves. The outer world perfectly reflects our inner picture." And that's really an important statement. The outer world perfectly reflects our inner picture. So it's all how we perceive it. Interesting. As I mentioned, I'll be taking calls very shortly, but I want to guide you guys through a beautiful cleansing meditation that I wrote. It's really an effective meditation for if you're feeling that stress coming through, and you really need to ground yourself. The cleansing meditation that I have is, it's a reconnection with everything that is. It's a reconnection with Mother Earth. And as I've mentioned to you before, I'm very into nature. I'm very into the beauty of nature to cleanse, to heal, to ground. And this is what is in this meditation completely. And so I ask that you take some time with me to go through this meditation and find a comfortable spot for yourself and start by closing your eyes and taking a nice, deep, relaxing inhale and slowly exhale, feeling any tension or stress melt out of you through the breath. I apologize, I have some background noise. So breathe in beautiful cleansing air through your nose into your lungs and feel it nourish your body, exhaling the air through your mouth along with any stress or any tension that you may feel in your body. Check your body to see where any feelings of tension or stress may reside as you inhale your next breath. Feel the beautiful cleansing breath and all of its healing traveling to this area and push out this tension or stress out with the next exhale of your body. Breathing equal increments of air on the inhale and exhale, feel the rhythm of air traveling in and out, bringing you to a state of total relaxation. As you continue to inhale and exhale, noticing you start to feel the relaxation travel through every part of your body as the air travels into your cells, nourishing you, relaxing you, and removing any tension or stress with the air that you are breathing out. As you allow that air that is filling your lungs to bring you to this peaceful and relaxing state, notice how you are feeling lighter and lighter. As you inhale each nourishing breath through your nose, feel the air traveling into your lungs, filling them with this clear, cleansing air that's spreading beautiful peace and relaxation into your body and purifying each cell as it moves through you. Feel this beautiful, peaceful relaxation spread from the center of your body, where your lungs reside, outward to the top of your head, out to your fingertips, and down to the tips of your toes. And as you exhale, visualize anything that's not in sync with peace and relaxation being gathered and sent along with the air that you are exhaling through your mouth. Visualize that tension or stress or any thoughts that bring you tension or stress is being sent out of your body and immediately transmuted into something beautiful that will bring back to you healing, peace, and relaxation. And know that you are exhaling this energy from your body, that it will be transmuted by the plant life, by trees, by Mother Earth into beautiful nourishment, and it's going to be sent back to you in the much-needed oxygen that you breathe every day to sustain your life. And this exchange of air is really such a beautiful process and shows how connected that we are to all that is. Take a moment to envision yourself sitting in a place of nature where you can exhale the air from your body and see the beauty that is surrounded by this nourishing gift that's coming from you. Drink in all the beauty surrounding you, whether it be in a lush green forest, amongst the tall trees and moss, a beautiful meadow of wildflowers, a garden full of bright, colorful, healthy vegetables, or next to a beautiful waterfall that's surrounded by exotic trees and flowers. Visualize yourself inhaling the purifying air and exhaling, knowing that making this beautiful exchange of air brings health, beauty, and peace to all that is. All that is surrounding you now, I want you to look around and see that beauty, feel that purity, immerse yourself in this nourishing cleansing. See how your air that is being released from you is transmuted into beautiful, healthy abundance through trees, through flowers, through vegetation. And feel the energy, feel the relaxation, feel the joy of knowing this connection exists at all times. And with every inhale, know that this limitless connection exists. Know that with every exhale, you are creating health, beauty in transmuting anything that needs to be released from your being to create beauty and abundance. Feeling the healing from it all as you exhale, know that you're nourishing and feeding more than just yourself. Now it's time to start the journey back to your present state. So start by taking more energized breaths and feel your connection to the time and space of now. Feel the purifying effects of this meditation as you become aware of your surroundings. And take this experience into your daily lives. Know that you can travel back to the beautiful space in nature that you explored just now and connect to all that is whenever you need to cleanse. So that's an example of a guided meditation. And as I said, it's called my cleansing meditation. Unfortunately, I had some background noise going on, and I apologize for that. I do have that meditation without all of that wonderful noise available on my website, www.mindhealthcoach.com, under the products section, and it's listed under mooditations. And as I described before we took the last break, that I am offering a special reduced price over the next few weeks to get 7 days of meditations, and they're all 12 to 15 minutes long, which is the length of time that will benefit your body, your mind. It's your body and mind are craving this time every day. We just don't realize it because we can get by. We can sometimes get by without doing these practices. But in the long run, it's really very important to your longevity, to your well-being, to your health on all levels. So it's critical to look at that in yourself and find that time. Find that time. Make the time to have coffee or drive somewhere or, eat your breakfast. This is just as important. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is saying that meditation and getting into the alpha brainwave state is as important as diet and exercise. So it is time for yourself that you need to take. It's critical. And so when we come back, I welcome any calls. I look forward to speaking with anyone who has any questions. My number is 617-237-1234 or info@mindhealthcoach.com if you have any questions. Thank you.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org. Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life. Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Welcome back to Mind Health Coach. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast here at 1510 AM, Yahoo Sports Radio Boston. My show is heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live, and you can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 radio network every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. So what we're talking about is inner peace tonight and how to achieve it in any state, in any circumstance, in any relationship, how to bring yourself to that space of inner peace. And what we found is it's achievable. It's achievable in any circumstance. And so it's about finding those keys within you. You're unique. You need to explore the stress in your life that causes you from blocking that inner peace, that space of inner peace, and finding the keys that work for you. So I would ask that you would take a journal for this exploration, because it is an inner exploration. So I say, get yourself a journal. I tell all my clients this, and note on it, keys to achieving your inner peace, okay? And so you're going to be unlocking doors that some aren't always the most comfortable to unlock. Some are, you know, things that you don't really want to look at, but they need to be looked at. And explore what is your stress? What is the stress in your life in every situation? What's making you feel bored? That's a form of stress too. Upset, irritated, you know, lonely. All of those things cause you that fear, that stress, and that's what we're trying to heal. This is the areas of your life we're trying to make a change for the good and for good. And so I want you to jot down, if you have a pen and paper, these three areas. You're going to look at what's your tolerance level of stress. And I want you to jot down what your triggers are. And what do you feel your vulnerabilities are? And how are you responding? In every situation that's coming across your journey, your path, I want you to take a look at these four areas and jot down in this journey book, this Keys to Achieving Your Inner Peace book, what this is, your tolerance, your triggers, your vulnerabilities, and your responses. And it's really going to open up some things that you're going to learn about yourself. This is what it is acknowledging what makes you tick, how do you work. And we don't oftentimes take that time to look at these things because they are uncomfortable. But you're going to look at them and you're going to do things that are going to redirect you and also give you a different mindset. And that's what this is all about. And release the fear around it, release worry around it, and bring healing to it. And so with that, those categories, tolerance, triggers, vulnerabilities, and responses, you're going to have a lot of data there that you're collecting about you. And when you collect that data and you start to analyze it in an aspect of as I said, either going for a walk or taking a meditative journey, or, you know, there's other things that you can do, just breathing and sending healing and light. You know, you could try doing some Reiki to this situation if you've taken some Reiki classes, that you can actually look at each individual issue and send light and healing and ask for guidance from your higher self, from your guides, from, if you're of the mindset of angels and spirit guides, you can open up for wisdom from that area, from that realm. I'm definitely in that area. I work all the time asking higher self and my guides and, you know, all of those wonderful resources that we have that we don't completely understand at this time in our lives for information, for wisdom, for answers. And a lot of times you can look at a situation and be in this beautiful, loving state of gratitude and, you know, love, fulfilling this quest that we're on. When you're sitting in this state and look at the difficult situations in our life, it brings to light, it brings a lot of light to each topic, and instead of the dark, like our gut reaction or how we would react if we were not in this wonderful state of being relaxed and looking at it from a perspective, as I said, data and bringing love to it and light and healing. So those are all key components to really looking at every area of your life and unlocking those doors to what's blocking you from inner peace. And with that being said, there's so many other tricks and holistic remedies out there that can assist you on this. If, you know, you're very auditory, as I mentioned, the binaural beats can help you. Any guided meditations can help you. If you're visual, then I recommend going in nature or whatever pleases you, going and looking at art and being reflective and contemplative about what's going on in your life. Bring that journal with you. And sit amongst the art if that's where you're really feeling that wonderful connection to creativity, to healing. It's all important, all of these areas to look at and to take the time and to explore yourself and find what works. And if it's a practitioner, like I have a lot of folks that feel they can't do it on their own, they need, you know, a human being with them, kind of guiding them, then that's fine too. That's absolutely fine. And there's so many methods I help my clients with. I do EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, which is tapping on different acupuncture points. And it's a very effective tool. They actually have found that folks that have post-traumatic stress disorder have actually, been able to readdress a lot of the issues in their lives using EFT tapping and to totally change it and to totally get rid of those fears. And I actually had a lot of anxiety in my life from, I had mentioned in my last radio show, regarding the near-death experience I had back in 2001 where a horse reared up and fell over backwards on top of me and stopped my heart. And then I was resuscitated. So you can imagine that I was fearful a lot after that occurrence happened. And I wasn't really on my spiritual path until that point. It was a big changing point for me. You know, I had really explored some different things, but this was major. This was huge. And I had to find ways to cope. It forced me to look at myself and look at ways to cope with the anxiety, fear, and worry that my heart was able to stop, and it did, and, you know, it could happen again. So it was an inner exploration that took me on a journey that really opened up doors for me. As I said, I found different modalities and methods to combating that anxiety and stress without medication, and I'm not saying that everyone can do that, but the sooner you can be off of anti-anxiety and depression medications, sometimes it's better, you know, and sometimes it's very effective in a way that you realize, I never need those again. And so I went through a period of time where, because I was medically hurt and not knowing what to do to achieve that inner peace and state of knowing that my heart wasn't going to stop at any moment, where I did rely on some different medications. And I felt numb. I felt like I wasn't even me anymore. So that's when I started reaching out to these holistic remedies to, I thought there must be a better way, you know? And so I did discover much better ways. I did change a lot about myself. When I started to look at the whole picture, the sleep, the caffeine, you know, how I was thinking, how I was breathing through the day, not taking full belly breaths that help you, you know, achieve the oxygen in your body that you need. You really do need all of these things to happen in order to feel that inner peace. So when you do this journaling, when you look at every situation, when you look at your reaction, when you look at what your triggers are, it's doing an examination on yourself and your life from a standpoint of empowerment, too, because now you're taking control. And I think that alone helps you bring a level of peace to your life and your path. I really feel that being armed with this scenario of I am looking at me, I am making changes, and listen to the I am statements that you're saying when you're thinking these things to yourself. I am healing myself. It's all positive. And so when you're looking at this whole story of you and doing this study on you, it's really a positive experience, and that's what it's meant to be. When I bring up that you got to look at the stress and the negativity, it's really all about transmuting it, changing it into positive, to changing you to be stronger, to become empowered, to move forward in your life without those feelings and emotions dictating and controlling what the outcomes are. And when you're in that space, there's only positive things that can result. We all have our challenges, believe me. I've had quite a few in my life and continue to do so. It doesn't change what happens in life. Life is life, and we all have our struggles. And so it does change, though, how you react and how you feel and how you feel empowered and able to get through. This is an experience. This is life, and experiencing it to its fullest is a wonderful thing. Like, I recently heard a statement of, it was in some movie where someone said that few men really live life, few women really live life fully. And those that do are the ones that examine it all, that do it all, everything good and bad. That's living life. So I'm always available to speak to. If you book an appointment through my website, I'd love to talk to you. If you've got some things you got to work through, you know, I really am a big proponent, as you've heard throughout this broadcast, about meditation and practices of self-inquiry, self-development. And I just love helping people. And I encourage you to really do that, to take at least 12 minutes a day. If it isn't guided by me or, you know, anyone, do it for yourself. Just take that time. Find what works for you. Find what works for you. And I'm going to mention again my special that I have going on. I'm so excited. I recorded these meditations back in the summertime, and you know, I finally have them on my website. And they really were inspired by nature and healing and creativity, and it's just areas that came to me in my own path and journey that helped me develop my life, and passing it along. And I'm excited about that. So with that, I'm very happy that I had this time with all of you, and I look forward to the next show. And I bless you all. God bless. Thank you. Can I sail through the changing ocean tide?
Thank you for tuning in to The Mind Health Coach with your host, Leah Marie. Come join us next time as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. Mind Health Coach is a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast, heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. To learn more about us, visit mindhealthcoach.com.